What we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
It's not hard. It's in the celebrations.
Can't say myself, can I?
You sort of almost got to tell yourself that you're a big game player or a big finals player. So somehow I thought, well, just because I play well as a 13-year-old, I have to play well in the grand final.
Me and Cogs are a couple of good WA boys, and we do get a bit affectionate with each other, always giving each other kisses and stuff. Nah, not really. Just, you know, a manly kiss on the cheek every now and then.
Ah, yes. G'day, guys. Welcome back to the Bray and Ethan podcast, episode 105. And it's, of course, all powered by Skinbro for 2023 and Hat Locker. No, boy, talking about 2023, it's nearly over.
It's nearly come to a halt.
It was saying off air, like, it felt like the start of December was last week, and it's the 13th at the time of recording. Like, it's just gone quick. Yeah.
Preparation mode for 2024, I guess you could say, is already underway. We've just been chatting probably about half, I don't know, I don't want to say half an hour, but a good 20 minutes about all things with our guest. We almost got carried away there. All things Love Island.
We realised it was like 10:30 and we're like, shit, we're meant to start half an hour ago.
Time flies when you're having fun. Now, we've had some tricky names over the journey. Zane Sakastelski straight away comes to mind. But this one's right up there. I don't want to say the pronunciation, maybe just the spelling side of things. But Caitlin Serhoy is here. I've got it straight away. Caitlin, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's be honest here. With at the top of the title of this document that we have everything on today has obviously 105, Caitlin with her last name, but in brackets, pronounce Serhoy.
Thank goodness for the internet. That's all I can say because, wow. I mean, has there been a bigger challenge in your life to date than getting people to pronounce it right on a day-to-day basis?
Not really. I kind of just cop it on the shoulder. Like, I get the whole lot, so I don't really care at this point.
Yeah, because I was watching some highlights in the lead-up to this, and to say the commentators butchered it would be
painful.
The biggest understatement ever.
It's painful.
What's the heritage behind the name?
I think it's Croatian. My dad's from New Zealand as well, so it could be a bit of both. I definitely think it's Croatian, though.
So when you're, like, filling out details for, like, I don't know, forms you've had to do or whatever, and they say you say your name, and they say, how do you spell it? Like, they probably just, I don't know, I'm just imagining it's just so annoying.
I kind of, like I said before, I kind of just cop on the shoulder because I get it all the time. Yeah. But I think, like, at this point, it's, like, my identity is also, like, I'm just known as Sir Hoy or Shrod. Yeah. But, yeah.
Five days until the draft.
Yeah.
He's just looking at the heritage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got like a famous like uncle or something like that.
Yeah. I was just trying to see if anything just came up. Obviously, there's your draft profile. I'm looking at me. I'm trying to see if there was anything that came up.
I think it's definitely Croatian.
All right. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Pioneer Croatian settlers in New Zealand.
There you go.
Hey, there's your research. But yeah, as Ethan said, just 5 days until the draft at the time of recording, you've been down south for almost a month with leavers and another trip after that. So I guess you must be freshened up and it must start to feel real now.
Yeah, I think with the trip down south for 2 weeks, it was kind of more like to get away from footy and kind of relax, and it flew. Like, it went so quick. I left on the 27th and got back on the 10th. And like I said, there's literally like, what is it, 8 days left? Yeah, or what is it now? Five. So yeah, it's flown, but I think right now, I'm just trying to take every day as it comes because my life could possibly change after the 18th. So,
yeah. And reading a bit on you, you didn't say start playing footy till 14.
Yeah, 14 or 15. I think I was more of a basketball background, bit of netball there too, but I didn't really start playing until 14 socially with just friends.
And NBL 1 pathway?
So I got a contract in the end for NBL 1, but I later got injured playing basketball. I think in 2021, so kind of had to make a decision whether or not basketball was the option or footy. Yeah. And
that's been pretty well publicised, like how your injury like changed everything.
Yeah, I think definitely like my injury, as much as it's physically like draining and it restrains you from so much, especially like watching football on the sidelines, I think mentally it took a toll on me, and I've never had a setback like that in my life. And I think kind of for me, I took more character development out of it than like getting stronger in a sense.
When you say you signed a contract in the NBL 1 in 2021 or whatever it was, are you telling me you signed a contract being what, like a 16-year-old playing pro or like, I guess, semi-professional athlete women's sport?
Yeah, I think so. For me, like, basketball is tricky. It's the same with the netball and stuff like that. The pathway is not really clear. Yeah. Whereas football, it's just, you know, where everything goes in a sense. And I think for basketball, like, it was so young and it was such a great opportunity. But yeah. I think after that injury, like, I just kind of had to figure out which sport I was more passionate about. And basketball, it's hard. It was a hard decision to make just because, again, I was so young and I grew up with basketball my whole life. But I think kind of the environment that it gave me and the opportunities, it just, it wasn't where I wanted to go and not how I play my style of sport. So I think it was a hard decision in the end, but yeah, so.
Won't be complaining on Monday night, that's for sure.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Monday. Well, similar to Dan Curtin in the boys, you won the best on ground in the 2020 Futures game to push your name forward.
Yeah.
How have you dealt with, I guess, the noise and attention that comes with that in such a long year? Because that was obviously quite a while ago, wasn't it?
I think for me, like, last year, it was kind of my baseline kind of performance. And I think, again, coming from that injury, I really wanted to put my best foot forward and kind of play good football and play league very well. And I think with the talk, it did take a toll on me mentally. Like, I think after my injury, like, I did get mentally fit, but then again, when you get so many external voices, it's hard not to block it, and that's just the reality of media. Yeah. As much as I love it, like, it's hard, but I think, again, it was very rewarding because I did think I had a pretty good season last year for league, but I think this year it's a bit frustrating when it is your draft year. You've got lots of talk about you, but honestly, just try to put it past me and just keep to my close circle, so...
Was that Futures game in Geelong?
Yeah, it was in Geelong. Yeah.
How was that? You would have won.
I think we lost it, my team.
So in a losing side, that's.
I think in the losing side, yeah. I think it was only like a point though, or something like that. But funny thing is, I haven't won a game this whole season except I think one, which was my Allies game.
Yeah.
I was winless.
Wow.
It's actually painful, and that's what I mean. Like when I talk about my season this year, I'm such a fierce competitor, and I think winning for me is like major. I love winning and I hate losing. So it was frustrating, but I think back at Peel, we had a lot going on behind the scenes. And I think we did produce football in the sense that it was a bit scrappy and, like I said, frustrating because of what happened behind closed doors. But yeah.
Well, making the state and national academies, is that when you sort of realised that footy could be more than just a hobby? And how's your time in both those programs?
Yeah. So I think, coming from social football, just at Mustangs, got kind of selected to be in the Peel development, and then from then being 15, scouted to the state program. I've been there ever since. I think for me, like I said before, the pathway is so clear, and I think state really kind of sets that out for you. And I'm really grateful to be given the opportunity to be in state because I wouldn't be where I am right now without it. So, but I think they do kind of grow you in a professional environment, and then National Academy just takes it to the whole next level. Like, you were treated pretty much as an AFLW athlete, which was really cool. And yeah, I was pretty grateful.
The whole experience, pulling on the jumper, playing a marble and that. Like, yeah, you, as you said, like, there's nothing closer to it, AFLW, than that.
And I think also, like, playing that marble game, it wasn't so much, like, when I come and play Peel, I'm like, oh, I need to put an individual performance as well as a team performance, but when you play at Marvel with those group of girls, like, it was just, you were just trying to soak it in.
Yeah.
Like, even at AFLW, I don't think they play on grounds like that either. So
it was probably lucky to play one or two games.
Yeah, and it was just like, I literally can't find any other word but unreal. Like, it was just when you're playing out there, closed roof, the turf was just like so good, and like, oh, it was just like unreal. Like, I actually can't use any other
word. Surreal. Riley Hardman loves the word surreal.
I saw a video on social media earlier in the week. It was Joe Clark talking to Cade McDonald, about playing at Marvel, and he said with the roof shut, it is really hot in there.
Oh, it's so stuffy.
Is it?
So,
because obviously I've been there and sat up in the stands.
It's
you don't really feel it. It feels kind of cold up there.
It's not like, it's not hot, but it's like
humid.
You feel really closed in and kind of like stuffy and like, I don't know, like you just closed in.
Would it be, I don't know if this is like a good comparison, but would it be like playing basketball in like a center sort of thing? Like, I know that feeling where it's like
I think
in.
So. I think because it's football, it's it's outdoors. Yeah. And when you're like closed in, it's just like weird. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I think it's like playing basketball outside for fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's strange, but.
Well, all Australian and the champs as well. So well done on that. And a highlight would be that win against the Allies, you said, because it was your only win. So you must have celebrated pretty hard.
Yeah, I think, like I said before, having a frustrating season, being winless. One, it was nice to get a win. And two, it was kind of nice to be recognised as an All-Australian just because I did have a really kind of in and out season. I had concussion at the start of the year, my first game. I think like 2 minutes in or something like that.
Oh, no.
And I was basically ruled out for 2 weeks. And then in and out stayed. It was hard to get consistent and kind of keep my mojo. But I think I really kind of wanted to go into that Nationals campaign and really lead and play my role well. And obviously I've been rewarded for it, which is gives me a lot of confidence going into the draft as well.
Sure. Now, the champs were on at a pretty good time of the year because we believe that while you were over there, you were able to catch the Matildas quarterfinal.
Yeah, we did.
So that was a bit of inspiration.
Yeah, it was cool. We I can't remember where we stayed. I think we're in Sydney.
Yeah.
We're watching the final. It was so close though. And I'm not a soccer fan. Like, I don't really watch it.
I don't think anyone was that was really.
No, that's what I mean. I think it really ramped up this year, especially with them going so far into the finals.
And
but
a home World Cup. Like, if that was in England and it was happening at midnight, just after midnight Australia time.
Yeah. But I think
anyone would care.
Yeah, it was, I think, the night before our game, and everyone was just kind of so hyped. Like, I think it was 10 o'clock or something like that. I was ready for bed, but everyone was just screaming, yelling. And it was pretty cool. Like, our coaches got involved, players got involved, and I think it did give us a bit of inspiration and kind of motivation for the next day and what it's like to be in a really cohesive team and what winning feels like in such an important game.
Is that penalty shootout game?
Yeah.
That was insane.
It was
insane. I think it's fair to say that the Matildas game and your game the next day were not close at all because you kept the Allies goalless, I believe.
I think so.
Goalless.
That's not bad for your only win of the season.
Yeah, no, I think not even that. Like last year, we played Allies and I think we only won by a goal at the end of the siren. I think the siren went and someone kicked a goal. I can't remember who it was, but that's what I mean, a big turnaround. I think going into that game, we were pretty confident, but then again, it was a bit unknown. But it's nice to cop the win.
And All-Australian, where were you when you found out? Were you expecting it?
I don't know where I was. Probably at home or something like that. I think I just got a call from Trent Cooper. Yeah. And pretty much just said, like, you're one of the four and the All-Australian. I think for me, it was just a relieving feeling because I was so apprehensive about my season and leading into the draft and super nervous. No clubs had spoken to me. So it was kind of just a very relieving feeling and gave me a lot more confidence than I did at the start of the year leading towards the draft. So,
And as a player, some different positions, I guess, through the wing, through Peel, but marking has been a massive strength of yours. Yeah. Do you feel like that's where you've been able to sort of stand out the most? Because marking in any footy, you know, is vital, but especially the AFLW as the game continues to develop.
Yeah, I think definitely my aerial ability is one of my strengths and I take pride in marking. I think also being on the wing, having a mark and having a run is pretty much how you play that role. And I think I do both of them well. I think my aerial ability and my running patterns, my endurance are kind of the three things that really make me stand out as a player.
Well, you did ATAR in Mandurah, which is obviously a bit of a commitment because ATAR is something we have never done. Don't plan on doing it down the future. But how are you able to balance footy with graduating this year? And obviously you could be a doctor down the horizon as well.
Yeah, I think it wasn't easy. Like school and footy, both at high levels, take a lot on your body, physically and mentally. I think I did balance them pretty well. I had a structured routine, tried to stick to as much as possible, but obviously living in Mandurah, you're an hour away from training, so driving up, training for 2 hours and then coming back, not home till like 10. I have to shower, I have dinner and all that sort. So it was hard to fit in, but I think footy accommodated really well to my stress with exams and assessments and stuff. And then school also accommodated for footy in the sense that I could kind of have extended due dates and stuff like that.
Especially when you're playing different levels of footy as well, jumping to that. And like, I guess you got guys like people like Clay Hall and that who made the move up to help accommodate that. Probably a bit different, but I guess, like Ruben Jinvis, obviously he's a bit further out of Perth. But, it is a
key. Lee was up here
at
Wesley anyway. So. Yeah.
I think also, like, in saying that, if women's football, it's so hard because there's like it's not even semi-professional yet, so you do need to have something other than football. Yeah. And footy's not a forever thing. Like, who knows if I'll get injured or when I'll retire and stuff like that.
Could get cast,
exactly, like you actually don't know. And I think for me, like having an education and having and knowing what I want to do next year with uni is really important to me, and that's something I want to do. And I think I balanced it really well, and I've been kind of open to what it's going to be like next year if I'm playing even higher level football. So, yeah.
So medicine, that's pretty fancy stuff.
Yeah, I think in saying that, like my injury kind of opened my eyes up to medicine. I wanted to work with anaesthetic for a while, but I think right now got an early offer at UWA, so if I take that, I can't take it actually because I don't know where I'll go.
That is true.
So when you say you want to work with anaesthetic,
yeah,
you want
to put people to sleep.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that all you would do?
Do anything in with a surgery? You just
you have to look
cord
at
in, connect the cord, and
see. I actually don't know. I just know you just inject something.
You're learning.
Well, you don't know. So whenever we're in that room, we see them put it in. 2 seconds, bang, we're gone.
No, but that's what I mean. Like I've had so many surgeries. I think I've done my finger, done my ankle. So I think I've gone under like 4 times, and every time I try and like stay as long as possible. But you
what's
just
the furthest chill. You've got?
I think actually maybe like 10 seconds.
You
go out like a light and you wake up. It's such a weird feeling, but it kind of feels cool. Like you wake up and you have no idea where you are.
How long's a degree? I feel like it would be...
Oh, it's like 12 years.
Yeah. 12.
So that's why. Crazy. She's going to learn.
I mean, to be fair though, like you don't want someone that's done 4 years of uni injecting stuff in you that you don't even know.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
Well, a massive Eagles fan, we believe. Yeah. And Daisy Pierce has just signed on as coach.
Yeah.
Having said this, you've nominated for the national draft pool. What's the process there? Would have you changed your mind if you knew? Because you nominated before Daisy's been.
Yeah.
Probably, arguably the biggest AFLW signing. Person figure.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, like, in saying I am an Eagles fan, I don't really support anyone on the women's football side. Like, I think I actually transitioned to a Carlton fan this year just because Eagles aren't doing so well.
Wow, were you watching the Eagles game and you saw Charlie kick 10 both times and then...
I'm a Sam Doherty. I am obsessed with him. Like, oh, no, I can't even get into it, but...
What a story.
And he's like 30.
Yeah.
But I
inspiration.
Think...
Inspiration.
Yeah, he'd be older than 30, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think he's about 30, yeah.
I think in saying that, like, in women's football, I don't really follow it like a team. I follow players, but to have Darcy in the Eagles, like, I think... They needed that, and they needed someone that's really going to lead from the foot front. And it would be good for them. But in saying that, I don't think it would have changed my mind. Yeah.
It's probably the biggest signing in AFLW history.
Oh, yeah.
Player or coach.
Yeah.
Like,
because she was at Geelong.
To move over here as
obviously
well.
Obviously, like. She was, you know, like, well-touted to be the best foundation player. But, like, that was just, she was always going to go... Probably Melbourne because she was the Melbourne face in those Melbourne versus Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, and she works in like commentary and football as well. So exactly. That's a
she's
big
one of the,
move.
Yeah.
But so good on her.
It's going to be cool to see, isn't it? Well, the only WA player to be invited to Marvel on Monday.
How did you find that out?
That was an article.
Ethan,
that came
Ethan
out.
Is
was
the
that?
Brains La. Behind this. Yep.
I've been trying to look at who's going to fly.
So that
it's strictly
that,
confidential until now. So.
Yeah. Well, that
exclusive. No, not exclusive because we found it out.
That's a strong indication that a top 10 is on the cards, and that probably helps because you've obviously nominated for, nationwide.
Yeah.
So you'd be the probably. Do you know if anyone else is nominated to do the
for nation, WA?
Yeah.
I think there was only two that applied today.
Yeah,
I think everyone else is national too.
Yeah.
So then, a realistic draft. Number is on the horizon for you. You're not going to be just taking it pick 18 or something because that's the first pick that a WA club has. But
no.
How have the chats been with the clubs and have you started packing at all? Any indication?
No, not yet. I think applying nationally really gave me an opportunity to kind of widen my horizons and give me obviously more opportunity to get drafted in the end. And I think my kind of mindset and mentality for applying nationally was I need to get uncomfortable to be comfortable, and I think I need to be somewhere else to develop my football. Like, I just don't think I can stay here and grow as a player and grow as a person. In saying that, like, speaking to different clubs and seeing their kind of, philosophy on how they go about their football, it's really cool. And to be given the opportunity, it's pretty pretty sick.
Wise words.
Thanks.
We were talking off air before we started in that long chat that we had before long we actually chat. Pressed the record button. But you were saying how, like, you think the competition, like, needs to be as close to the male competition. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, if you want to nominate for the draft, you should be able to go anywhere.
Yeah. I think...
Like, I'm all for that. I think the AFLW competition has been a bit of a joke for some time just because of how the way the AFL have been treating it. But, like, people like yourself who are nominating to go nationwide shows that maybe the next couple of years people are wanting to travel the country and play wherever.
Yeah, I think being in the National Academy, we kind of got... We didn't get told, but we kind of got...
Advised.
Yeah, advice, that's a good word, to kind of apply nationally because...
Just open your options.
Yeah, because in the coming years, like, there probably won't be an option to apply state. And I know in saying that, like, the women's football, it's not as elite here. It's not even semi-professional. So there isn't a lot of money in it to be able to kind of move and financially support yourself. But in applying nationally, we got offered, I think, $16,500 to accommodate for your first year, which is pretty good off the bat. But I think for me, in applying nationally, like, to get to that next level, I think it needs to be similar draft to the boys. And that goes for, like, the live trading and stuff like that, I feel.
And, like, no matter where you go, you can still study.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, you're still going to get paid to play, and then you're also going to be studying on the side.
For holidays and that.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I think the season's only 10 weeks long at the moment.
Yeah.
And
you'd be over there for not even half the year if you went to Melbourne.
Exactly.
I think unless you're in a situation like Georgie, then you should probably...
Yeah, well, she wants to do netball. So that's So I think it's different. And that's what I mean. It's different for everyone. And I think that's why the option's still there, because we're not at that level yet.
Yeah.
And in her sakes, like, it works perfectly. That's how she's going to kind of play her career and stuff like that, which is good for her, so...
We were chatting off air. You got a follow from Mark Blitzars before this. I said kind of, you know, tongue in cheek. Is that a sign that the Cats are, I don't know, like, he's a pretty big figure. He might be on the recruiting
side. Did you like Geelong when you went down there?
It's actually, it's pretty cool because their facilities are actually in the stadium. So their training grounds, their playing grounds.
Like Subiaco Oval with the
Eagles. It's pretty cool. But, he was a good bloke and it was such a coincidence. Because he came up to us, so it was pretty cool. But Geelong haven't spoken to me yet, but you never know, because I'm close with Mitch Edwards and he went to Geelong and they didn't even speak to him, so you actually don't know until your name's called out.
That is very true.
Ethan's just doing some googling.
He's a big deal, Mark. All Australian, two-time best and fairest, premiership player.
He's a steeple chaser, is that what it's called?
Athletics background, yeah. I think so.
One state game as well for Victoria in that State of Origin game.
All right, middle distance runner,
all right, Instagram Q&A's. That's the one everyone looks forward to. Of course, thanks to Skinbro and Hat Locker. We'll kick it off now. This person, pretty special to you.
I heard he's not happy about being on the show.
Here we go.
Joel Rush, your boyfriend. Hi, Caitlin. Just wondering what your pre-game meal is. Is it anything?
He already knows this.
Does he make you like?
No. Food? Well, I'm gluten-free. I'm celiac, so... Yeah, I know.
My girlfriend's the same as well.
No, but, I'm actually allergic, so I actually can't have anything. But I think just a general pasta before game, breakfast. I'm not really a big eater before games. You know what I mean? But oats, toast,
wheat beans. Gluten-free oats.
You get gluten-free oats and gluten-free wheat beans.
That's what time the game is.
True.
I'll put it out there. If Joel will be listening, I'll give Joel... Just, I know you're dealing with celiac, your friends.
It's
hard to find a place to go for dinner. I've struggled. But places are getting better.
Another one from Joel. Hi, Caitlin. What's your favourite pair of footy boots?
I got the new Tiempos recently.
Everyone loves them.
The blue ones.
I haven't seen them.
And they're synthetic leather. But I struggle to get a good footy boot because my toes are like this when I run. So I cramp my boot. No, I literally cramp my... It's the most painful thing. So I think at the moment, probably my Tiempos, my blue ones.
Yeah. Joel again.
Is it just Joel?
This is a good one. There's some other people. This is the last one. This will be a funny one. Can you explain why you talk in baby language all the time?
No, No comment. Nah. Nah, I think it's just a piss take. And it's funny. Yeah. And he can't act like he doesn't do it either because he started it and it's like a mutual thing now. And it's... Oh, I can't even talk about it. That's rogue from him. We'll have some words.
Is that... I didn't want to bring this up, but I guess it's somewhat to do with... I don't know. I don't want to say the same thing, but when you were younger, the Instagram page...
Oh, my God. Yeah, so Rookie Me posted a little pic of me and tagged my old Instagram account in it.
Some quality videos. Ouch. Some
quality. It was bound to happen. Honestly, I've got a cop it on the shoulder because... Yeah. It was bound to happen, and I've blocked that account out of my life. Can't actually see it, so if you can't see it, doesn't affect me.
Evie underscore Coucher underscore another All Australian from the WA team. Who's your favourite Peel player?
Oh, I love this question. Probably at the moment, Evie and Buckets, Chelsea Hutchinson. They're probably my two go-tos, but. Evie's a state player now, so she doesn't come and train with Peel anymore. She's been promoted, so it's just Buckets and I at the moment.
I swear like 80% of the questions we get sent in are who's your favourite player?
Favorite?
And like, they just want to shout out.
Yeah. I know.
I'm
do
it. I'm assuming you've started training.
Yeah, so we had pre-season.
Yeah, like that must be weird. Like, you're starting waffle
I have
training.
Had no break. Like, when I think about it, when my off-season was, it was legit those 2 weeks. But in those 2 weeks, I was running three times a week. So I actually have not had a break. But then again, like, I love the busy life. I love training. So,
yeah. So, like, even if, say, Freo or West Coast picked you up,
yeah,
would you play Waffle W at the start of the year?
Yeah, I don't really know how it works, but I think if, like, I think you play maybe three games. Like, I know Jade from Peel, Jade Brin, she played like the first three or five games or something like that, and then got asked her back to Eagles for pre-season. So,
okay.
I think it just depends on like the club and what they're wanting from you. Okay. But I know if I do end up going nationally, I have to be over there by February. So,
yeah.
Probably no waffle games for me.
Trying.
So,
Dan underscore Frizz, who's better at footy, you or Joel Rush?
God. I'm gonna be realistic, Joel. Obviously, like we play the same position, but he's a lot fitter than me, cleaner skills, a lot stronger. But I think, honestly, like, training with him and him being obviously my partner, I think I get a lot from him as well. He's kind of an inspiration in a sense. And it's so cheesy. And he's going to love
Wise
this.
Words.
I'm just talking about so much. But for me, like, I feel like he's so underrated and kind of got robbed in his draft year. But that's a bit biased, probably. But I love training with him. He pushes me to be kind of the best player I can be. But, yeah.
Chelsea Hutch underscore mentioned it before. Who's a player you're rooting for in the 2024 draft?
Oh, I think Jamie Henry. I think she's so underrated, and I think media, they don't know the ins and outs of what clubs are thinking. And I think the projections are probably not as realistic as some might say. But I think she's definitely one that's kind of hasn't been talked about enough, and I love her as a person and I love her as a player and I love playing with her. So I really hope wherever she goes, they treat her well and wish the best for her.
I've
so.
Seen her come up through junior footy.
Yeah.
Like when she was playing with the boys, she was still dominating. And then seeing her come through the Waffle W pathway, she's just goes in, gets the footy,
she's
comes straight
ball.
Out.
She's a ball. And I think like her playing with the boys as well, I never got that opportunity. And I think she does, like when she hunts the footy, it's like a boy in a sense, like the way the boys go about it in a sense. She's got a bit of grunt.
She was playing
her.
With the boys up till year 9.
Oh
year 10,
yeah, something like that.
And then was playing Waffle W in like year 11.
Yeah, but she's a freak.
Crazy.
I love her.
Yeah. Another one from Chels. Where did your voice thing come from?
Oh, this stupid baby talk.
Is it related?
This is a stupid
so it's
baby
not just
talk.
A part, it's not.
It's not just, and that's why I said it's universal. We all do it. It's not just me. I'm the instigator. I created this whole thing. Oh, I can't. Look what I've done. Look what I've started. But none of that.
Lockie.heart. This is, we actually might have to change this to the Joel Rush Q&A because everything's just related or asked by him. What's the best meal Joel can cook?
Nothing. maybe. His dad's a good cook. I don't think Joel's actually cooked me a meal, to be fair. It's pretty hard to please me, but probably his dad's meals.
Yeah, well, I'm not a cook, so I'm not going to bag him. Oh, I'm in his camp. Another one from Lockie.Hart.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Another one related to Joel. What's the most romantic thing Joel has ever done?
I hate these questions. I'm actually not a self-absorbed person, but I want them to be about me.
Well, you didn't come on here to be about talking about Joel.
There are a couple.
He might as well just sit right next to me, to be honest. Most romantic thing, probably flying over for my national game.
Well, do you know? It was a bit of a surprise.
No, he told me. Okay. But yeah, he flew over, watched me play. Can't unfortunately come to the draft night, which is a bit.
Didn't get an invite.
Oh, he did, but flights are—they're not cheap. They're like, I think they're $1,000 something. So there was no way I was letting him spend that type of money for a day. So probably.
Well, are you going Monday and flying back
Tuesday? Monday morning, flying back Tuesday, Arvo.
Yeah, right.
So no, but probably that. He does a lot of little nice things here and there. Yeah. But.
Joshy_Donny, pre-game music.
Joshy, pre-game music. I'm actually usually on aux for music. I like a bit of Freed from Desire. That's my go-to.
That's a bit of a post-game song.
Or Barbie Girl. Barbie Girl is my song, if you think of me.
The remix one?
No, like just
Nicki
straight.
Minaj and what's her name did?
Not just the Aqua one. Barbie Girl.
Okay.
What else? Maybe we used to just listen to one at Peel before the game with our old coach. I forgot what it's called. I think it's like, it's by Eminem. You better lose yourself. Yeah, we used to listen to that one and then either Untouched by the
Well, I know if George, I know if Georgia Cleaver was on the Aux.
Oh, shit.
Dollar would be absolutely.
Not even a question.
It's not. It's like
so
those
none
little,
of that down there.
No, a little bit. We used to listen to what's it called? And they did all the remixes on it. The little app. And they did. Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
SoundCloud.
Yeah. Spot on there. Those are bangers. They sound good.
I was trying to think, who does remixes?
Nah.
And then you said app, and I was like, oh, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. That was my go-to.
Are you on aux for States?
I was for State. Bit at Peel at pre-season at the moment. Everyone loves my music. But yeah, no comment. Yeah, won't say that, but yeah.
I feel like that's like a, I don't want to say an achievement, but it's like, I feel like there'd be like a process, like figuring out who.
No, there's
like
it's an honour. I don't really, I just kind of best in, yeah. Best dressed. Just kind of, yeah.
Last one we've got here. I don't know if there's any late ones sent in, but
I think so.
NNINOSB, Ninosb, that's the tag. Don't know what it is, but it's do you miss playing basketball?
Oh,
might be a basketball teammate.
In certain aspects, I do miss it. I don't miss playing competitively. I played a bit at school this year and last year, but I think I have no regrets in my decision. I don't think I could play professionally, like competitively again. It's just the environment for me was just too toxic. I think the way I like to play my sport and go about my sport, I'm very much a team player and I value that kind of team aspect, and basketball just didn't give me that. So I think
it's very like boxed in.
It is. And
it feels individual.
No, it is. And that's the thing, like one player, and it's weird to say, but one player on the court amongst five different people can change the whole game. Whereas football, you can't win without every single player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you play your role and you play it well, and that's how you win. Mm. So I think, like, they're totally different sports. Not that basketball didn't help kind of my development in football with my aerial ability, kind of my running patterns and such. But, no, I do miss it in some ways, but I probably could never go back to it.
Like, you look at the NBA, and, like, if there's one major signing at a struggling team, they'll suddenly lift and be a decent team.
No,
season. Like, it's crazy how much one player makes
for
one
a difference.
Team.
Yeah, I agree.
Quiz time.
It is quiz time.
Now, I'm just having to scroll down the leaderboard because that's what we're going to have to do to find Georgie.
Nine.
We got nine week and a bit ago. But did we have any Peel players on? Clay Hall, obviously, yeah, he got 11. It's probably Tommy Emmett. He played a couple of games down at Peel.
Mm-hmm. Did you have Mitch on?
No, we didn't.
We couldn't. We were in touch. Couldn't tee it up. But
poor.
Yeah. But the lowest score we've got so far was Joe Fonte. He got 5. out of a possible.
And he got picked up to the Giants the next week. So
take that. And then the top score at the moment is Riley Harbin, Luke Kelly, Riley DeSisto, and Ashton Ferreira all on 12 out of a possible.
And it's at 14. Hey, that's crazy. So I don't think I know a lot about myself and my footy.
Soon find out.
You did tune into Georgia, we believe. So the first question.
And you did.
The height? The height? Is it the height?
Potentially.
I will ask it.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. What is your height on the Waffle website?
175.
Correct. Bang on the money. Perfect start. Done some research.
Number two. How many goals have you kicked in your Waffle W career? League.
Two.
Correct.
Is it? Oh, there you go.
Brilliant start.
That's good. Question number three. In what game against the Allies you had 23 disposals and how many of those were marks?
Oh, I don't want to say too much or too late.
It's pretty high though.
Eight?
Close.
Nine.
Oh, I was going to say nine.
It's all right. Still two from three. It's a pretty decent start. Question number four.
In back-to-back Waffle W games against Claremont and West Perth this year, you had the same amount of tackles. How many was this?
Four? Six. I was going to say that.
Just go with your first. Just go with your. I don't. Yeah. Go with your first answer then.
Two from four.
Two from four.
Question number five. True or false? Only once this year in a Waffle W game did you have more kicks than handballs. True or false?
That's definitely true.
Yes, it is.
That is a surprising stat.
No, it is. That's the thing. Like, I overuse the handball so much. So much. I don't know why. No,
handballing is a very good skill to.
I don't know why, though. Selfless.
What's your longest handball?
Probably bigger than my kick. Nah. Oh, God knows.
We haven't measured it.
Just go watch.
I mean, I haven't kicked in a while, so I couldn't
go
tell
get
you.
Some inspiration from Aaron Sandilands. Watch some Aaron Sandilands hot handball highlights and try handball 50 metres or whatever you used to be able to do. Question number
three
six.
From five.
Yeah, three from five.
It's me, hey. Number six. Who was this game against? When you had more kicks than handballs?
Oh my goodness. I know. Is it South Freo?
Correct. Dang. I was going to give a hint there. I was going to say a team who struggles a bit. But then I thought, oh, hang on, that was East Perth.
Do you know what? I went with my gut there. I was going to say West Perth, but gut feeling South Freo.
Yeah. So four from six on a bit of a roll. Question number seven. Name the player drafted in the men's 2023 draft from your junior club.
Hall's head.
Wait, I need to have a good think about this one. Reece Tarrant?
Correct.
Correct.
Five from seven. Flying.
Number eight. How many different Guernsey numbers did you wear this year across the different?
How many different numbers did I have?
I hope this is right.
Okay. Peel. Three?
Correct.
Another way.
This is so much fun.
Another way.
Can I name the numbers? I reckon I can get it.
You just did.
Did you? I don't think I heard you.
I've heard it. I said
very fast. 8, 23, 13.
Yeah, correct. I guess another way you could answer. We could ask that question would be how many sides have you played for? You've got to think more in that.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Six from eight.
Six from eight. You're above the bottom place, Joe Fonte.
Yes. Let's go. Take that. And we've still got three questions left. Question number nine. Who was the only Waffle W team you personally didn't get to play against this year?
Oh, East Perth.
Yes. Correct.
It's the only games we won all season. No, I wasn't a part of it. Maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah, it's a harsh way of looking at it.
They did struggle with East Perth, let's be real. First year in the competition, they struggled.
Seven. So if we get 5 points, you can go equal top on 12.
Oh, yes, okay.
This would be massive.
But the if you get this, it's wow factors. So you've given away the exact same amount of free kicks that you've received in your entire Waffle W career. What is the number? So 5 points for bang on, 4 points if you're within three, 3 points if you're within five.
Is this for both seasons?
Or just whole career, so league. 2 points if you're within 10 and a point for anything outside of it. So what is the...
I actually did my research on this year. I think it was 16, 14 this year. So maybe let's double that. 32?
We'll give you the 3 points.
27.
It's 27, so you're within five, so you...
Yep. So we finished with 10 points.
10 points, which is good.
It's not bad.
So it was 27.
Is that good? Wait, so what am I on now?
10.
Out of...
14.
Oh, is that it?
That is it.
Oh, so... You know, wait, actually, where do I rank?
Well, you're above Georgie.
You're on par.
You're above Georgie, you're above...
Just about everyone gets 10. Yeah, okay. And then, if you're lucky, you're above get 9 11 people, to 12.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait, what did Ellie get? Oh, hers was different, hey, though.
Hers would have been out of 18.
So I'm like winning the girls one.
You know, yeah. You know what's interesting, yeah, though?
That's all I need.
Find this. Not only do you have... This is like bizarre. Not only do you have the exact same amount of for and against free kicks. Not saying this is going to be a bonus question, but if it comes up. You've also got the exact same amount of marks and tackles in your Waffle W career. Like, not, it's not split. Do you want to have a crack at... That's entire career.
What the hell?
That is bizarre.
Is it? Wait, is it big? Can I guess it?
Oh, it's bigger than the previous number by a decent amount.
So marks and tackles, same number, whole career.
61.
Oh, good guess. 53.
Yeah.
I was going to say 55. Oh, actually, nah.
Look at this. Look how like, bizarre that is. Same.
Wait, where is it?
Marks and tackles, and then... Free kicks.
Exact same.
Oh, that is quite strange.
Yeah.
That's
unique.
I didn't think I tackled a lot.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All ups and
we
stuff.
We said marking was your strength, but maybe tackling is just as equal.
Yeah. The
stats don't lie.
Yeah. So, you know, that's handy. You take that.
Yeah.
It's a pass score and beat Georgie. So
double digits.
You're leading the girls at the moment, so you take that.
That's all I need.
Double digits and then... Potentially on Monday night, you'll be, fingers crossed, no matter where, it doesn't matter, I guess, but single digits in the draft or top 10, one way or the other.
Hopefully.
Yep. BrianEthan20 is the discount code for 20% off at both skimbro.com and hatlocker.com.au if you're looking to buy some Christmas presents. Mm. You might be lucky because there is those two companies, Skimbro and Hatlocker, very, very... Quick fast. Shipping, very fast. So you might be lucky if you want to get a couple of Christmas presents for anyone. So you should be able to get them in.
I was about to say you have 12 Christmas. Days, but this is not going to come out for a few couple days. So get onto it ASAP.
100%. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, you can, of course, watch on YouTube and vice versa. Remember to subscribe. 5-star rating. Be nice. Like, there'd be a video, that would be nice as well.
Do you have an outro?
This is the outro.
Any song requests?
Freed from Desire.
Craig, can you get it up?
I'll find it quickly. I'll work some magic. Search up.
Banger.
Well, as we roll out, Caitlin, we thank you for coming on. Driving all the way up the highway. To join us and that's good luck on Monday night in drive. Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Thank you for having me, guys. He's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power. He's got his strong beliefs.